This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, Lucia, you gorgeous woman. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, grab that microphone in front of you there and say hello to
everybody. Should I use these?
Yes.
You might need them. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you this morning?
You're looking very glamorous for a Friday morning.
Eish, what can I do? Because I'm going to see you.
Lucia Mtiane, we were talking about your career so far just a moment ago. You're a singer, actress, model, chef, entrepreneur.
Model way, all of those that's things. Not true.
You've done some of that. You've done magazine shoots and covers and things. That pretty much
covered, though, not naked.
No. I didn't. Who said naked? Don't get all nervous. Is there something you want to tell us?
Oh, no.
It's never too late. Mm. It's never too late for a little nude shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anyone wants to see my breasts.
I think that you look pretty damn good, actually. I don't think you should be so self-effacing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Well, I mean, listen, people.
Something nice coming from you. I wonder what's coming after that.
Why? Do you assume that I'm going to be mean to you?
I've listened to you.
Oh, you have? But then you've heard how many people come in here and we meet them and we get to love them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So it's very nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
How have you been? I hear that you're doing some show with KFC.
Yes, KFC Taste Kitchen.
Tell me what that's about.
Okay, so it's a show where couples, but you don't have to be like lovers or married, could be just friends or brothers.
So like teams of two.
Yes, okay. Teams of two. They're supposed to come up with a side dish. So it means something that does not have meat, because already we have
the chicken.
The chicken, yeah. They must just think out of the box, have a dish that looks good and has got bold flavors. It's a lot of things. So it's quite
who's your partner in this thing? Who's in your team?
Oh, who's in my team? So I was a judge with Linswe. In sweeping, yes. So we were judging the food, spitting into tissues because the food was that bad sometimes.
She keeps it real.
Wow, they didn't make good stuff every time.
No, they did. Oh, no, not all the time. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes they will just make something. There was a girl, her name is Lerato, Chef Lele. She would come through as a guest judge. She was a bad cop.
Really? Didn't like anything.
Huh?
Now, is the show live already? Or
No. It's going. It's on the 14th.
But you've already wrapped up production.
We've wrapped up, yeah. Everything.
Okay. So are you pretty tough on these people?
Depends.
What sort of food do you like?
I love, you know what? When you bring me a plate of food, I'll look at it and see whether it looks good. It doesn't look like it's crash landed on the plate. It has to look like it landed, you know,
on
the
plate.
Yes, yeah. Colorful. But when I taste it, it must have like bold flavors, and I must taste the story in my mouth. I always say to them, give me an orchestra in my mouth, you know, like they must be dancing off the taste buds.
Are you quite a cook at home? I mean, do you kind of you make yourself very nice food, or do you just eat to live?
Oh no, I don't eat to live. I'm very selective.
Okay.
Yeah. I think about the food. I plan before, even if I'm cooking for myself.
So if I came to your house on a Thursday evening and it was just you.
Yeah.
Let's say everybody else is out and it's just you, I'm not going to find you opening up a can.
Oh, tomato. I don't mind chopped tomatoes.
Okay, but you'd be making something with it.
Yes, but I would not be eating anything from a can.
I
love everything fresh.
I've sometimes eaten.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of cooking or eating in general.
Come to my cooking class.
All right, so what did you have last night for supper? Did you go out or were you at home?
I went out last night.
Oh, yes. Very nice. What did you
eat? Actually, I went out for lunch and dinner.
Wow, look at you. You're living the life. So much for the recession.
No, listen though. I had a meeting. I had two meetings back to back, so...
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Did they pick up the tab?
I did, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I almost always do. I know.
So, listen, you've done a lot of stuff, and this is really the reason I wanted to get you in here, because I am amazed at how varied and diverse your talents are.
Thank you.
You're a singer, which everybody already knows. You're an actress. Those two things don't always go together. There are a lot of singers who think they're actresses.
No, so
you know what I mean, right?
Yes.
A lot of singers who think they're actresses and actresses who think they're singers, but they're not.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm both.
Yeah. You are.
I am actually. I thank God every day for the talents that God has given me. And I felt in the beginning that maybe I would just concentrate on acting and see how that goes. But I've done almost everything all at the same time, which is impossible.
Well, you've done movies.
I have.
How to Steal 2 Million Rand.
Oh my goodness.
You've got Rhythm City in your credits.
Yes.
Mzansi Muvango, Backstage, all of the major productions in South Africa. It's hard though to just do acting in South Africa. There's not a, you can't make a living off
that. No, absolutely not. It's not easy, because especially when you're above 30, I'm above 40 already. It's your roles will be very limited. You will always be playing somebody's mother. That is when I decided. I told my agent that please, no acting for now. Mm. Let's just pause it until I maybe see a role where I'm just I'm playing an older woman, yes, but not someone's someone's wife or someone's mother, you know? It's like I love characters like that. So that's why I've paused acting for now, because I'm just very selective of my roles.
And also, I suppose doing soaps can become a little bit tedious, right? I mean, it's not exciting work. It's not challenging.
No. It washes you out, actually, and you become that character. Like, I mean, I played Rachel in Rhythm City in 2006.
And you still have people say.
No, wait. And in 2017 now. Hi, Rachel. I'm thinking, who's Rachel? Oh, yeah. That's me.
Do you have people coming up to you in shops? And because I remember talking to, who was it we spoke to? Sophie Ndaba, or one of them. They said to me, it just never goes away.
It never
goes away. Oh, where have you been? Why are you not on TV anymore?
That kind of thing.
Yeah,
and people want pictures, and then they never know that you're a real person.
It's weird. But now, sometimes they look at me like, because now I think it's fading away, because it's like 9 years.
So they think they know you.
Yeah, and they're like, ha! Me, I see you. Because they think we're hiding. I'm thinking I'm hiding from what?
Yeah.
Oh, you think we don't see you? We see you. I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah, but also they come up to you and they look at you funny and you think, what have I stolen something? Or what's the story? Because you don't immediately, this is your life.
Yes.
You don't connect to what they're thinking. And then they think you're trying to be a celebrity by not acknowledging that.
Oh, you're right. You're so right.
You're as confused as they are, right? And it makes for very awkward social interaction.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, I hate it.
And then later on, if you're in the grocery shop, they'll come to you and say, can I take a picture?
That's okay. Cause at least
Sharon D. They call me Sharon D. Or they call me... yesterday.
That's okay. They call me Somizi.
Yeah, it's some sort of where have you been, Rendal? I love you on Idols.
I also Carol Bandana sometimes. I'm like, hey, I'm prettier than Carol. Thank you very much. Oh, they will say, oh, congratulations on your new car. I'm thinking, I haven't bought a car in 9 years.
Listen, being a jazz singer is probably one of the toughest singing things. Because, I mean, jazz is not, it's complicated. It's not for any idiot. And people say that you have to have a certain feel for music, and you have to have an understanding of what's going on in jazz that I've never really totally got. I've got to be honest. But if you can sing, because jazz, there's a lot of improv, there's a lot of on the trot stuff that happens. Sometimes a song lasts for 15 minutes.
Oh, an hour?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Right, there we go. So people don't appreciate the kind of things you have to do with your voice in a jazz song. You don't even know when you start a song what you might end up doing.
Absolutely.
It's a real talent.
It's almost like spiritual as well, because sometimes I go on, actually I haven't sung since November. No, in front of an audience. I sing in the shower all the time.
Must be one hell of a shower.
I don't think my neighbors like me very much.
Are you kidding? They've sold tickets in their lawn. They've got a microphone hanging right outside your shower. They broadcast it to the whole neighborhood. Like, Lucia's going to sing today. And then when you get in the shower and you don't sing that day, they're very disappointed.
Yeah, and then people want refunds. It's a spiritual thing, I always say. And there's just something about not only jazz, but as a singer.
Mm.
I always say, if you're a singer, if you're an actress, you could be a singer if you have the voice.
Mm.
Because being an actress is like you're acting out feelings, you know. I'm a good crier when it comes to acting. The director always says, Lucia, okay, yeah, now you are really hurt and I want to see those emotions.
How do you do that? How do you switch on the tears?
Because I don't know how to tell you.
What do you think about?
I go somewhere.
What do you think about?
I go somewhere where I was hurt. Like at a point in my life where I got hurt. But the immediate emotions that maybe you felt 2 days ago or a week ago, they are much better to pull through to you, towards yourself, than something that happened 20 years ago.
Really? So if you had a bad day on Tuesday and you mm-hmm. had to act out a crying scene on Thursday, you'd be able to think back to Tuesday and it's switch on the Thursday.
Just like that.
Wow.
Yeah. But you have to pull it from somewhere. Sure. Acting is a talent, guys. Mm. It's, you cannot just say the lines. You really have to pull it from somewhere and feel it so that the person who's watching you can feel it too. Because when you're crying, people must feel like they must want to cry as well. So that's good acting. You must touch someone just like you pulled yourself. You pulled something out of yourself that is emotional, that makes you cry. Oh, so now we've just gone.
No, but I love this because I think a lot of people get into it because they want to be famous.
Yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
The way you're talking about it, it seems to me that acting to you is being able to be perfect and as close to perfect as possible.
Absolutely.
With a talent that you say to pull these emotions out of yourself and to pull them out of other people. Do you think we get enough support for that sort of thing in South Africa? Are actors and actresses given enough opportunity in this country?
It depends what you mean by that, because I didn't go for formal training, for instance. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a home where like almost everyone's talented singing, whatever. And then my brother used to write plays.
Where did you grow up?
In Umlazi.
Okay. In Durban. Umlazi.
Yeah. And I think my brother trained me. My brother is a teacher. And I don't know what kind of support you're talking about. You're talking about us as a country supporting.
Well, I mean, is there enough work for actors, first of all?
Absolutely not. I can tell you that much. It depends who you know.
Oh, so it's sort of work that if you're in a certain circle.
Yes, you have to be in a circle. I don't know whether you guys watch television at all, but I just see the same people acting, the same characters to me, because I think most people are typecast.
Yes.
You know, you play
a villain.
Yeah, you'll always be a villain. And that's what is happening. The work is here in the circle, and then they go and do another production using the same actors. Yeah. So I think maybe they promise the actors, listen, I'm not going to pay you much, but I will give you a lot of work. You will never be out of work. Whenever I have a new production, I will always use you. So that's what is happening right
Who
now.
Are the most powerful people in acting, in directing and producing, the people who make the calls? Mm-hmm. Is it people like Fundi Vundla?
They make, I think the final call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Those are the people
if
who
you
decide.
Had stepped on him at some point in your life,
you're
you will never get a part.
Sure. Yes, there are actresses that are crying in street corners in Hillbrow right now who wish they could have made it because they made a bad move against Mfundi Vundla once.
All right.
You've done a couple of interesting things too. Like you've been the ambassador for a number of things. You've been the ambassador for, let me just look at this.
Don't mention it at all, please.
No, hang on. like, if you have to, because we were talking just last night about influences,
yes,
you know, which is the new
big
term.
Thing now, yeah.
But when you were an ambassador for, say, Star Maize Meal, I mean, it's not a glamorous thing, but you help them sell, right?
I have made them look glamorous, right. Actually, yes.
But I mean, it's not a glamorous product. You don't think, wow, Star Maize Meal, that's the most
white
sexy.
Star.
White
even
star.
Even worse, there's okay. white
White
star.
In it. How racist is that? Can you imagine? When you have to take a product like that and make it exciting and glamorous and interesting and give it some personality, because that's what you have to
yes,
do, you inject
absolutely.
Yourself into it.
Absolutely.
It's not just about the money. Like, a lot of people do stuff for money these days. You have to kind of get involved.
Somehow. So what happened with me, I've been with them for 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Like an unofficial ambassador.
So you appear in the ads and so on.
Once.
Okay.
And now they do ads. I'm thinking, oh, come, they don't use me anymore. But I don't know, maybe I'm too old. But I could be the grandmother, or I could be the sexy grandmother. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, you inject yourself. Yes, that's absolutely true. What happened with me and White Star is that they came to me and said, here's a product. Just do exciting things with it. So I started doing baking, like beautiful desserts,
mm-hmm.
And use White Star as an accompaniment for a lot of things and made it look healthy as well. And I said, because it does have nutrients, you know.
For most people in this country, it's a staple diet.
It is, yeah. So
you
let's make
it
exciting. Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's make it exciting. Let's make it colorful instead of just pop. And then I've created so many, more than 100 recipes that people can use every day or on Sundays. You know, like for instance, when you have a braai, I ask people to make what's the balls?
But like pup balls.
Yes, pup balls.
That you braai.
That you can braai if you want, or you can deep fry.
Wow.
Yeah, but I would mess that up. I'd need you to show me how.
You have to come to class, and I can teach you.
Oh, you also do motivational talks to groups of women especially.
Yes.
I mean, there are a lot of people in this country who need to hear good messages and who need to be told that they're not alone and that there's, you know, that there's a community of people who actually understand what they're going through, right? Because we have a lot of people in this country who feel very disconnected.
From everything. And then we just think they were just born to, you know. And like there's no mark that they have left so far when they look at their lives and they look at the future. It's like, oh, they're just waiting to retire and just...
What sort of things do you tell these women? I
am a shining example of what you can do with your life. Because I come from a dusty township. I was just a little kid, just like everyone. And I went to a normal school. I didn't go to a private school. Mm-hmm. And I always give them examples, you know. And I always say to them, they must find, everyone has something that they are good at. And you take whatever you are good at and you mold it. You understand? And brand it and make it a brand. They look at me like, some of them are like, oh, yeah, let me think. I don't have any talent. I don't believe that people don't have things that they are good at.
You think everyone has a talent?
I think everyone has got something that they are good at. They are like, yeah, that's my belief. You just have to mold it. But people say, oh, but I can't leave my job. Because I always say, if you work for other people, you'll never really make money. But, you know, I'm not discouraging them, but I just want people to try and work towards that. Because most people that I know now are entrepreneurs.
I know what you mean.
Entrepreneurs.
So I always.
And a lot of women also, they depend on the men. And to really be independent these days is a lot more possible than it's ever been before. And for a lot of women, you don't need to be that man's hanger on, you know?
No, not at all. But some women feel like that's the only thing. They grow up, like when they're 16, 17, they are looking for a husband already, have children, and sometimes they will have a job, or sometimes they'll just become housewives and just sit at home until the children grow up, and then they get better, they have grandchildren. That's, their paths are just boring, you know? So I try and discourage women from just being complacent and just be someone's wife.
Yeah, I was looking also at you're very good friends with Kelly Kumalo.
Yes.
And the two of you have known each other for a long time.
Forever, yes.
And you've really been supportive to her. She's been, I think, treated very unfairly by a lot of people.
It's much better now, though, hey?
Yeah, but there was a time with that whole sensor thing where she was really, she was called names. I just felt like there was a real witch hunt against her.
Oh, it was bad.
There were people who just had horrible things to say. People who didn't know her at all.
Yeah.
It must be difficult for you when your friend is going through stuff like that.
People stop you and they ask you things. And I'm like, oh, you know, this woman sent a message to me and said, I need Kelly's number. I dreamt about Senzo and I need to get to her and tell her the dream. I was like, yo, block. Because, you know.
It's a complete stranger?
Yeah, complete stranger. But a friend of mine gave the stranger the number.
You say it's better now. I mean... She obviously had to pull herself out of this, but I mean, you were a close friend, so you must have helped her. You must have been there for her during those times.
Yeah, all the friends. We were a small knit of friends, but like we're very supportive of each other. Yeah, we've been there. It's actually very, you know, it's amazing how she's pulled herself out of that dark, what can I call it? Yeah, she was in a very dark corner for a very long time, and people were not helping. They were just pushing her even further down. You know, I think maybe her spirituality has helped her to pull herself out of that, and the support that she's got from family and friends has helped her. But it's been tough.
I think a lot of people don't understand how hard it is sometimes in the public.
To live your life in the public.
Yeah, to have such an open relationship. And Kelly kind of led us into her life in a big way. And then people think they own you.
Absolutely. And they think they know you. And they think they can just say anything to you. Because we go out to public places and all you see is just people.
They look at her like she's
staring at her for quite a while.
Like she's a different species.
Yes. Yeah, it's not easy. It's really not easy, but she's developed a very thick skin.
Yeah.
I think it's just to protect herself.
And as you say, she's now a whole lot better. So, things are happening for her again, and she's able to put the worst parts of her past behind her.
Yeah,
but do people still come up and harass her and ask her questions?
Not when I'm with her, no. I think they're loving her now. An attack or verbal or whatever has never happened while I was around. So I'd be lying if I said I had to protect her.
You're just there to support.
I'm just there to support, to just show support as a friend. But it's never been that bad. Just there, sort of like, hey, push people away, whatever. But you know what? When that incident had just happened and she came out for the first time, I was never really with her all the time when she was out in public, you know. So I wouldn't know what happened during those days. But Durban, like KZN people were not very kind. For obvious reasons, because he's from
KZN, Durban, yeah.
But now, you know, with time, things have changed. People are kinder now, and they've embraced her again. But I'm sure there is a percentage of people who just don't want to have anything to do with her, whatever. It's life.
Do you think people are very judgmental, generally, of each other? South Africans, we tend to, we'll forgive someone who's from America.
Yes.
You know, we'll say that, oh, well, they're a superstar and they can behave any way they like. But when it's local people, different attitude.
It's worse when you're in the public eye as well, because they feel like they've got access to you. Yeah, we're a very judgmental nation.
And do you think actors and actresses are especially judgmental and jealous of each other? Have you ever had to put up with jealousy?
Not that I know of. No, but I think some of it is not bad jealousy. It's like when you see someone doing a scene like, ish, I wish that was me. Something like that. You understand? Uh-huh. Not negative jealousy. But there is negative jealousy, but I have never been affected by it. I would be
like the idea that I'm getting at is this thing of tall poppy syndrome. Like the minute someone is really amazing and they're doing very well, there is a certain kind of person in the public, and now with Twitter and in Instagram and Facebook, these people are able to now articulate their position a bit better. And they just mean, they're like, they don't want you to do well because they're not doing well.
We know those people, but it's a very small percentage of people. But the funny thing is that when someone on the social network platform says something negative to you, people must not lie and say those things don't affect them.
They do.
I wanted to mention someone's name who would just not take crap from anybody.
Who? Tell us.
Lerato.
Oh, she's fantastic.
She's like, okay, hold on. Let me try
She clears her schedule so she'll fight back. She actually moves shit out of her diary so that she can dedicate time to fighting.
Let me get a dermatologist for you first before I discuss that with you.
Yeah, and I like the way she also shows people how happy and successful she is, so that the haters feel even worse about that.
She's
lives.
Fantastic. Yeah.
But do you think that there are a lot of very, very hardworking, talented people, particularly in acting and singing, who don't get the credit they deserve?
Sure, lots, eh? There are lots of them that don't get. But the thing is, these awards, and I just don't even know how they work. Like, for instance, there are awards right now.
Mm-hmm. The SAFTAs or?
No, the new ones. There's new ones now.
Oh, they're new ones. Which ones are we talking?
The Mzansi Magic. Mzansi
Magic, you know.
Viewers' Choice Awards.
Choice Awards, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the new one. So I'm looking at all the nominees, you know. And you wonder how they nominate the nominees. They select them. But I think they use journalists.
Probably.
Have you never been a judge?
No one asks me. They wouldn't ask me.
Why? Why not?
I don't think they trust my credibility.
Well, I mean,
I don't think they think I know. They don't know whether I'm smart. I think I'm probably quite stupid. But your show is going to be on Mzansi, right?
Yes.
So are you up for nominations?
No, because the show has not been shown yet.
So maybe for next year's.
Maybe, but you know what is those things? I've been nominated lots of times in my life. I've only won one award, and it was from. Tummy dishes thingy. Feathers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the
Feather Awards.
The Feather Awards.
Yes.
Yeah, I won Feather Awards with Bonang.
What was that for?
We were Fag Hag of the Year.
Jeez, are you a fag hag?
Yes!
Who are your fags?
Oh, lots. All of them. They
love
me. Who
are these famous
people? I think they want to be me.
Oh, okay. Well, because you're so glamorous and you've had such an interesting night. Who wouldn't want to be you?
You.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you seem to me to have a very good, you have a good hold on things.
That's right.
You have a good attitude to the world. You seem like a happy person.
I try to be happy.
What's your personal like life? You've got kids.
I never had kids, but I was married once.
Yeah.
I'm very good at being by myself.
Yes.
Without a man.
Now, that's a difficult thing for some people to understand.
It is difficult, but not in 2017, eh?
It's better.
Yes, it's gotten much better.
But it used to be tough. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
If you were a woman in your 20s and 30s, which you were, and you were a well-known public figure, and already people knew your face, they knew you from television, they knew you from your career, and then they said to you, oh, why are you not married,
yeah,
and
why don't you have kids?
Yeah. What was your answer to them?
Oh, you know, we are not all meant to be mothers, and we are not all meant to be wives, or to be girlfriends. It's okay, Nji. For me, it's okay to be by myself, to do all the to make sure that I achieve all the dreams that I have, and I feel like I don't have a space for a man in my life at this point in time in my life.
See, if you were a man and you said that, I don't think they'd have as much of an issue with it.
But if you're a woman, it's a problem. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But you know what? I don't want to lie and say I don't feel lonely. You do have times where I've got a lot of friends, but there's just that time when it's just you.
But isn't it nice? This is something, because I'm also single. And it's nice when you hear, and don't get me wrong, I'm not taking pleasure in their misery, but you hear about all the drama that people in relationships are going through.
Absolutely.
And you think, I'm so happy for me that I don't have to,
to
get into that
all,
shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? I can go home and do what I want.
Yeah.
Can sleep. I can watch TV.
You don't have to cook.
I could go out. I could do whatever I like.
Sure.
And people in relationships, they can't do that.
You always have to report to someone.
Exactly.
When I was shooting KFC Taste, we're actually shooting at we're staying at a hotel. Not staying, but we're doing makeup and so those rooms were booked. You could sleep if you want. And the other day I was like, oh, I'm really tired. Hey, but these pillows are hard. But you know what? Let me just sleep. And I'm thinking, how nice is it? I switch off my phone and I sleep. And I wake up in the morning and I go to my house. Did anyone call me and say, where did you sleep last night? No one.
That's
fantastic. Those are the best of times, you know?
Absolutely. But you are looking really good. Have you got some kind of a fitness or beauty regime? Is there something that you do to kind of keep yourself looking so young and... you're in great shape.
Thank you so much. With this, my skin, because people always compliment me about my skin. Genetic.
Don't say it's Star Maize Meal. We know they're paying you for other reasons.
But you know what?
So she's gonna say this. Is it?
No, you make a mask.
What do you think it is?
A face mask. You can make.
You're
a face
joking.
Yes. So it's.
God, you're a good marketer. Wow.
Any kind of maize meal with sugar. I'm telling you, and water and a bit of honey. You just like put it on.
You've got the skin of a 20-year-old.
Oh, thank you. It's pretty soft as well.
Look at this.
It's genetic, but I take care of it. That's what I always do. I never go to sleep with makeup on. I'm trying to stay away from alcohol.
Alcohol, do you know, it's bad.
Oh,
it dries you out.
Yes. Drink maybe
and
when you are with
friends.
You see
those people with a puzza face. Ah. You know
it
what?
It gives you 10 years. It ages you 10 years.
Sia, he's very young, but he's gonna.
But
he carries on like
just
this
a puzza,
puzza face.
Oh no! Oh no!
Lucia just came up really close.
You saw flawless skin, didn't you?
Sia is very careful to moisturize. So
he
makes sure
especially
he does
in winter.
There's an eye bag moisturizer. There's a there's moisturizer in my aftershave. There's
you
an
started
overall
this. You said you were you said you were a fag hag.
Oh,
look what's happening.
Oh, run with it.
We'll moisturize
my friends
together
always
tonight.
Say I have a cream for everything. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So how many is your bathroom just filled with beauty products? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I also feel like there's a whole many shelves just for perfume.
I mix my own beauty, called things to take care of my skin.
Really?
People will not be, but you know what? Sometimes when I do, motivational speaking, I tell women, I actually had a talk just about your kitchen and the stuff you can use on your body in your kitchen. People were so surprised. Yeah, because I mean, like, you actually do not even have to go and buy anything. For your body and for your skin. It's amazing.
You have like a laboratory in your bathroom. You're busy mixing
up. In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Kitchen. Your cupboard.
Well, I mean, who, for example, would have guessed that you could make a mask out of maize meal and sugar?
Sugar and honey. An egg for instance. Beautiful mask.
My God. You're almost like a beauty sangoma. You really are.
Something else
listening to you. In fact, that might be your next evolution of your brand.
Yeah. Absolutely. After everything you've done, that's the next step.
Absolutely.
What do you still need to do in your life? I mean, there are lots of us that think that you've achieved so much already, but you don't go to sleep at night and go, well, that's enough. What's on your agenda for the next few years?
I need to do plastic surgery. I'm joking.
If you need plastic surgery, we're all in trouble. What's the stuff that you really want to achieve? And especially now with the benefit of having had so much experience, what would you like to make a difference in? What would you like to change next? What would you like to do in your life?
I would love to write a book, but not a book about me.
What about?
About food. And, you know, because I've got such vast knowledge when it comes to food, I would love to share that.
Uh-huh.
I would love to document my music as well. What else? I would like to travel more and come back here with everything that I've learned in other countries and share it and share those things.
I think you'd be a very good ambassador. I think you would be a great ambassador for us if you actually had to be our emissary in a country. Like, oh, I think Lucia would be,
out there.
Don't you think so? Her Excellency, the Ambassador to Brazil or something.
Mm. Huh? Oh, and I love Brazil. I was there singing. Sure.
You were in Brazil?
Yeah, 2 years, 2-3 years ago.
Where would you like to travel to besides Brazil?
Oh, New York. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
You've been there before, though.
I haven't. That's
never.
The thing. Yeah, it's on my bucket list.
Oh, Lucia, you would love it.
Oh, I think I belong there. Yeah, apparently, you can eat out every day or every night.
It always goes back to food, doesn't it?
I know, yeah. Right.
They say you don't leave the island of Manhattan. Mm. You can eat out every night and you never need to go to the same restaurant.
Exactly. That's the, yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. And music, the music scene,
mm-hmm.
It's huge. So I will just, oh God. Yeah.
So there's no man right now. Is there a man in your life?
There are men that like me.
But there you go. Okay.
But nothing you're serious about?
No, not right now.
Do you think you'll ever settle down?
I would love to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would love to settle down, but now I think are too high, like
just standards.
Expectations.
Standards and expectations are just like way beyond. I think I scare them away.
Oh, yeah, what I'm are some of those things?
I'm too independent.
A lot of men are intimidated.
They're intimidated by that.
But then you don't want them anyway, because if they're intimidated by you, they're weak.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need that.
This guy says to me, why does it seem like you're scared of commitment? I'm thinking, well, really?
Huh.
And he's not from here. He's from the UK.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, seems like you're scared of. I'm like, what do you mean by that? He says, no, you're just like that. You look like that kind of woman who would go out and you don't have to be asked where you are. I'm like, you are so damn right.
Yeah, if that's what you call scared of commitment, then yeah, that, whatever you say. But what kind of guy would be the right kind for you?
I would like a guy who would compliment me, who will not compete with me, who would be like yin and yang and support me. I would support him. He must be good and bad.
Mm, sure.
Yeah, those things are important. He must be a good kiss. Actually, he must start from there.
Oh. Start with a good kiss.
A good kiss. You know, if the kiss is not good, nothing will be good. Leave it.
Yeah, right.
Leave it. Yeah.
No, you're right. If there isn't that major attraction up front, it's never going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want a friend. You've got enough friends.
No. Oh, I've got enough. More than enough. Friend zone.
Would it make a difference if he was very, very wealthy?
It will make life more
comfortable.
Comfortable. I always tell my friends, like, I'm tired of working now.
After
can
all,
you get me a billionaire?
It sounds to me like you're a bit picky. Like the pillows in the hotel were too hard for you. You're a bit of a princess. Yeah, I can see what you. Yeah. And you're allowed to be.
Absolutely,
it's not a bad thing. Hard.
You know what you like.
I know what I like, and I want to get what I want.
You won't settle for less.
No, absolutely not. You look like you are that kind of person as well.
Why do you think I'm also on my own? It's a good thing.
Yeah.
You've got to leave the door open. This is important.
Yes.
You must never be one of those people who says, I will never.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have kids. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Leave it
right?
open. Just a little bit.
What happened with your first marriage?
I was very young. Mm. You know, I finished matric at, I was like 17 or something, and then I was a teacher before. Why are you smiling?
No, because I think that that tells me something about your personality.
Is it?
Yeah, people don't become teachers because they're looking for attention or because they want to be rich. Or you become a teacher because you actually care about getting kids.
I became a teacher because my mother forced me.
You didn't want to do this at all.
But I loved it.
Okay.
Once I did it, I was like, and then I've always been
a
student. 7 years.
Wow.
I taught for long, eh? Huh. It was long, but my mother was a teacher from the beginning till the end. Hmm. My brother is also a teacher. My other sister is a teacher.
Yeah, but a lot of black moms who were teachers and nurses they said to their kids, you must be as
well. That is a thing. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing.
So I just decided one day that I'm going to Joburg now with my friend. We went and stayed in Hillbrow and I was teaching at a private school. Taught, sang. Then in class, I would be so drowsy, I was sitting like this, pretending as if I'm marking and I'm like dozing off. And the students would be like, ma'am, what's wrong? Are you okay? I'm okay.
Meanwhile, and then you wanted to get out of there.
And then I decided, you know what? Let me just try these other things on the side. I've always known that I'm talented. That's when I went to Muninli.
And Omunyin, she's like a super agent in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Right? She spots the talent, she gets them work. Mm. So the husband, did you meet him before you started teaching?
When I was teaching.
Oh, when you were teaching?
We were both teachers. Oh my goodness.
Workplace romance.
Yes.
Never a good thing, huh?
No, but after that, I had to resign. Married.
Couldn't have the same. Both of you in the same school?
I don't think it would have looked good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you fell in love at school.
Yes.
And how long did the marriage last?
Not too long. I went. Why are you laughing?
No, the way you said it.
I got an award to go to the UK because I was a top teacher. And they were like, okay, British Council, they would love you to go to London with 10 other teachers. Then I came back. My marriage was over.
You didn't break up before you went.
No. He didn't want me to go. And he was 10 years older than me as well. But it's not that he didn't want me to go, but he could just see there's going to be problems after that. But I didn't go for too long. It was 6 months. I was away for 6 months. Was it 6 months or 3 months ago? A long time ago.
What a life.
Yeah.
Now, when you look back now, you must be pleased with the things you've done and the places you've been and the people you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are no regrets. Even the marriage, it's like, maybe it was not meant to be, you know.
Yeah, you can't beat yourself up about stuff like
that. No, absolutely not.
And a lot of people say when you have had a marriage and it didn't work out, that's some kind of a failure.
A failure, yes. Yeah. No,
you don't say that
not.
About relationships. Absolutely. If someone breaks up with somebody and they don't marry them, you don't go, oh, well, that was a failure.
You know?
It's experience.
You know, there are people who believe that you can't have a relationship with someone unless you are going to marry them. You understand? If you can see that this is not the person that I am supposed to be with for the rest of my life, there are people who believe in that. Then they break it off because they can see that you don't have what they're looking for. What do you think of that? Do you think that's a good thing?
You've got to feel it.
Yeah.
You got to feel it out. If it's working, great. If it stops working, move on.
And don't waste the other person's time.
And don't be full of regrets, like you say. Don't regret anything. It's all part of your experience, right?
Yeah, people want to count how many people they've been with in life and which relationships worked and why the other relationships didn't work. And then they start beating themselves up for that.
Exactly. MoveOn.org.
Yeah.
Listen, Lucia, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us this morning.
I loved every moment of it.
Do not miss the brand new show, which is starting soon on Mzansi Magic, DSTV channel 161, Friday, 14 July at 1900 hours. It's called KFC Taste Kitchen. And it features Lucia Mtiani, and you do not want to miss the show. She's going to be I can tell already, you're going to be the star that everybody's interested in watching.
I dress very well.
Damn straight. Oh. Look at you this morning even.
Why are you laughing?
You look like you're about to fly to New York. All right, Lucia, thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thank you so much, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.